Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
So getting quality sleep is as important to you being healthy as a balanced diet or even regular exercise. Like we always think we got to eat right, we got to exercise, but really sleep is the most important thing. And if you're not sleeping your best, it's probably time to replace your mattress. At a Sleep Number store, you can see and feel how a Sleep Number mattress adjusts to you for just right comfort every night. You know, does your bed do that now? The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side, so it's the perfect bed for couples. Optional Sleep IQ technology inside lets you track your sleep, gives you personal insights. You can see how life affects your sleep and how sleep affects your life. My sleep number is a 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the high 80s, but that changes, and I always know and can look at it and change my life depending on how I sleep. Go into a Sleep Number store and see the difference. Save $400 on their most popular P5 queen mattress right now. You'll only find a Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-NEXT-BED. And when you go in, tell them you heard it on the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, good morning, studio.
Morning. Okay.
So Amy spent this past weekend in Haiti with her 2 kids, and hopefully they're moving out of the orphanage soon into the United States and into Amy's house, but you're starting to get little traces of being a mom, and I know that you were letting one of your kids play on your phone, like one of the games.
Yes. I mean, I finally get what Eddie's talking about with these games and like spending money and downloading apps. And
what's the game?
This was some like Ninja Warrior thing. I've already deleted it. Enough is enough of that one. Yes. And so this ad pops up like right away, and she's totally into it, and it's like occupying her.
How old?
Awesome. 9. And an ad pops up for $2.99 to like do this or do that, whatever. And she's like handing it to me, and she's like, you know, wanting me to just, if I do my thumbprint, bam, it's bought. So I could see where 2 things happen. Either somehow the child may know your code or have whatever, and they can just easily buy this stuff, which would add up in your bill, or the parents are like, this is so awesome right now. My kid's entertained. Okay, fine. I'll just pay the $2.99, which that can add up. But I was like, no. And then I was like, we're going to put the technology away. We're going to hang out.
But just because the money was the real reason.
Well, that's what triggered. I mean, it finally triggered me. But then I was also like, okay, yeah, I can see how you could get wrapped up in letting them play games, because it did keep them chill for a minute.
Isn't this an issue at your house?
Oh, a huge issue. The only time we really depend on the phone is restaurants. That's when we're just like, all right, all the rules are off. Like, we have to use the phones or else we're not going to be able to eat. Because they get bored, and the phone is just a perfect way to distract them.
What about these in-app purchases?
No, man, we're done with that. Like, we got really smart. I guess, like, a couple of years ago when we first started, we didn't have parental controls, so, like, they would just click on a button, and we got, like, $250 charges.
For, like, games.
For games. And finally, we had to call Apple and got that all sorted out, but we don't have that problem anymore. Now, it's they play a game until it's free, and then when you have to pay, you're done with it.
Oh.
No more.
What, can they give you money?
No. I just think we're opening like some kind of bad door if we do that.
What if your son, who Eddie Jr. is 9, right?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, listen, I have this allowance and it says I can buy more coins for $5. Here's $5, Dad.
Yeah, we could do that. You just have to kind of teach him because he doesn't really know that the money is not easy to come by. So he'll just be like, cool, no problem. Here's all my money. Take it all. Mm-hmm. And then next week he's like, oh, I want more. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have any more money, son, and he's going to be really upset.
Yeah, these apps are smart.
Yeah, you talk to your son.
How did I say it?
I don't have any more time. Bobby
Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things. It's ICU.
Right, there's a family in Wisconsin. They had a carbon monoxide leak in their house. And you know, when that happens, you can't detect it as a human.
Nope.
We can't smell it. We can't taste it. It's just out there. And so in the middle of the night, their cat wakes up and goes over and starts like pawing on the mom's head. And it's like, wake up, and like pawing on her head, pawing. And so, woke up, looked over, the husband was like slumped in a chair, passed out from the carbon monoxide poisoning.
Goodness.
Wow.
Gets him out of there, goes, wakes up the kids. Firefighters went back and found a dangerous level of carbon monoxide in their home. Their cat saved their life.
Love it.
One of them had already passed out. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I think I have carbon monoxide detectors. I can't even detect if I have a carbon monoxide detector. That's how lethal it is. But really, like, you can't taste it or smell it. Did you know gasoline, you can't smell either?
Well, what's the smell?
They add something to it.
Okay.
Really?
They have
really?
To add, yeah.
That's genius.
I probably Googled that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying stuff.
I know they do that to propane.
I think with gas, they do that too. They have to add something to it.
They add color to fuel, like in
diesel
airplanes.
Color and smell. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you'd just be like, oh, water. Go, you know?
Cool.
Anybody Googling it?
I am.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Recall alert. 1 million pounds of chicken nuggets may contain metal pieces. Brand names are Farmington, Smart Foods for Schools, and Great Value. Product labels that are affected are online. In airline news, United Airlines wants everyone to know that you're allowed to wear leggings on their planes. If you are using an employee travel pass, you have to follow a dress code. And finally, in sports, the Oakland Raiders are moving to Las Vegas. The Raiders will play in Oakland next season until the stadium is built.
Bones.
I walk in and the boys are gambling.
Is that what they were doing?
Every morning. And then they hide it every morning.
But they're snickering about something.
Yeah, I went to my office for a minute during a song, come back in. And Eddie goes, yeah, you're spending all your money on Mike Trout. I get it. And then I walk, it's fantasy baseball.
That's right.
I walk in and they're like, So anyway, about this promo we got to shoot.
Did you read the journal this morning?
Yeah.
It's just trouble.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. He's doing it. I was looking over his roster.
You guys have wives and kids.
I know. That's what I told him.
Do you know anything about the football that's happening yesterday?
I do know that the Raiders are moving to Vegas.
Yeah,
that's
how about that?
Not good for Oakland. Well, Oakland's disappointed, but they're going to get a really nice stadium in 2020.
Oakland's not. Las Vegas.
I know, that's the deal.
No, I'm happy about it.
Me too.
Because we're on to Vegas, and I love it.
Yeah,
we'll go watch the Raiders play.
Yeah.
But no gambling.
Right.
Yeah, we'll go.
In Vegas.
Yeah.
Right.
Speaking of gambling, yeah. So, Paul McCartney's putting out a new record. He's like 70s, right?
Yeah.
Lunchbox, do you know any Paul McCartney songs?
I went to a Paul McCartney concert here in town, fell asleep.
Ugh. But you just don't know his songs.
Right. I know he has Beatles songs, but he has individual songs?
He does, yeah.
And he's making more.
Paul McCartney and Wings.
Good stuff. Group.
Yeah, like, how about...
Hit me, maybe I'll be able to name it.
Okay. Here you go.
When you were young and your heart
was
an open book.
You'll know here.
You used to say, live and let live.
You know you did.
But if this ever changes,
live and let die.
Does
that make sense?
That's from a movie.
Here it is.
Say, live and let die.
Bam, bam.
Like, he could put another album like in his 70s. Like, and he still sings really good.
Yes.
How about this one, Lunchbox? I mean, because you know all the Beatles stuff. Oh, do you know the... Like, maybe I'm amazed.
Yeah.
Like,
you got to know that one.
Start to blur.
Baby, I'm amazed by you.
No,
it's amazing.
Maybe.
No,
close.
Oh,
yeah, he's doing
you're right. It's Lone Star.
Yeah.
Oops. Maybe I'm amazed by the way that you love me all the time. Woo! This is Lunchbox cheering at the concert. We have audio.
Maybe I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time.
No? No? Maybe I've heard it.
Maybe I'm afraid of the way I love
you. Why'd you go to sleep at the show if you wanted to go?
No, I didn't want to go. My cousin is a huge fan and was in town, and so we went together, and he
didn't like it, huh?
He was jamming out, and he looked over, and I was passed out.
Greatest living rock star right now, Paul McCartney.
For sure.
Like, really?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Worldwide greatest living rock star, yeah.
Albert?
Paul, Band on the Run. Listen, here's what happened. He was in the biggest band ever.
And they broke up.
And he went away, and then he came back with another huge band, him and his wife. It's Paul McCartney and Wings.
Oh, is this the one that was married to Yoko Ono?
No. That's...
I know, it's frustrating. I know.
Because didn't she break up the band?
Yoko?
She's credited with making John Lennon feel like he needs to go and do his own thing.
Because he was better than them.
But wow. Did she really? Who knows?
Who knows? We don't know.
Is she still alive?
Yeah.
She is, and she's really old. Yeah.
Oh.
But she also, Paul pushed her off onto John Lennon. She went to Paul first.
Really?
And he's like, John, take her. not for me.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm surprised because you like to read a little bit. I'm surprised you haven't read any Beatles books.
Yeah. I mean, they don't jump out at me as
overrated
awesome.
A little bit.
Yeah. They're kind of boring.
Yeah.
They're not. No, they are. Did you hear that? That put me to sleep.
I think it's just the morning time.
Live or let die.
Tell me something good time. Let's go.
Hey, it's your Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Time for your good news here on Tuesday morning.
Tell me something good.
You know, I always feel like if someone started choking, that I've seen the Heimlich enough on TV to do it. But it's probably not true. Like, we should probably spend 5 minutes and get online and actually learn how to do the Heimlich. At least read. Because really, I've seen it on TV enough where it looks like you just grab and squeeze, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And that's really not it. Like,
no.
There's a certain way you... Because there's a kid, and he's in Wisconsin, and they're in the cafeteria, and his buddy starts to choke on food. 9th grade. And he's like, oh, crap. So he gets up, and he gives the Heimlich maneuver, and it takes like 3 thrusts, and the food like pops out. And so he saved this kid's life, and I read this, and I'm like, wow, that's a great story. But what I really know how to do the Heimlich, or would I just start bear hugging and jerking, because I can't be the right way. So I would encourage everybody to go take 3 to 5 minutes and just read about it today.
Okay.
Because there's something to it more than just hug and jerk.
Yeah, I think you like press up and
in. But see, you think, well, you really don't know. That's my point.
Right. Yeah.
What do you have over there?
Okay, well, a campus security guard that did security at a college campus for 17 years decided to attend college as well. He was able to pay for his first year in college fees, but then the next 3 years were sponsored by an anonymous donor, and the whole school was rallying around this guy. Because, again, he worked at the school for 17 years as security, and bam, he just got a degree.
An anonymous donor. It had to be somebody who had graduated and
I'm
was rich
so.
Now,
mm-hmm.
and he was nice to them when they were... that something like that.
Yep.
Right? Lunchbox, you're the detective over there.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Someone probably worked with him on campus or saw him on campus, interacted with him, was like, man, I'm going to help this guy out. And I'm just glad that he got his degree.
Don't act like it's you.
No, I said I'm glad he got his degree. I didn't say I donated, but maybe I did.
What do you have over there?
Rebecca and Sandra. Rebecca's the daughter. They, you know, were well off. Then they had some financial trouble, got evicted from their house. They were living in a homeless shelter. But Rebecca said, I'm not going to let that stop me. She has a 4.2 GPA, captain of the tennis team, and is going to graduate at the top of her class this spring.
I saw that because the headline was like, homeless girls valedictorian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. See, it's good news. Thank you for listening.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
What'd you do yesterday?
Well, I started getting adoption shower gifts in the mail because I went through Amazon, so everything shipped straight to you, not the person that ordered it. And I had no idea how much stuff had been ordered, and I went to the UPS store to pick some stuff up, and it filled up my entire car. So So wow. I basically spent a lot of time unpacking that. Some of them are little things. Like, it's not just there's lots of boxes. But it doesn't mean there's like crazy big gifts. But
Amy's having an adoption shower in, I guess, a week and a half or so. None of the guys are invited.
We're not invited.
Right, we're not going
to
be there.
It's all girls.
Girls only. I'd like to come. But I've been told I'm excluded from the invitation list. So I have not sent a gift.
That's okay.
Did my girlfriend send a gift?
I don't know yet. I haven't.
I told her not to. I told her, take it back.
Dang.
Get a refund.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because it was a really nice one, too. Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought a tree and a tree house, and I was like, you know what? Don't even need it.
I'm starting to regret that I registered for paint. Like, you know, watercolor paint, paintbrushes, stuff, like art stuff for them to play with. But after hanging out with them this last weekend, like, I'm going to have paint all over my walls, basically.
Yeah, they're going to go crazy, huh?
Yeah.
It's going to be like sensory overload because they're coming from an orphanage where I'm assuming things are pretty bare to like, boom, 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 America! Woo!
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to also be very aware and we're cautious of, we're aware of that.
They're going
to
love Kool-Aid.
But it's like, boom, 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 America! I mean, really? It's going to be crazy.
We'll introduce things slowly. It's not going to be like, here's a bunch of toys.
You think you are, but it's going to be crazy. Wait till I show up.
Oh, my God. Uncle Bobby's here.
Boom, 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 Uncle Bobby's in America!
No, I don't want to overstimulate.
Oh, man, I'm going to.
Bobby Bone Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Seconds Skinny.
Jason Aldean is offering breast cancer survivors the chance to be an honorary roadie again. It's a VIP experience for survivors since he lost his best friend to the disease. You go to Komen.org/Jason Aldean to enter or nominate someone. That's pretty cool. Zach Brown closed out the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo by playing a sold-out show, and then he bought a $330,000 steer.
I saw the picture of him at the auction.
He's like bidding on it, and then the picture of him with the steer.
It's over $250,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the steer's name is Magic.
I think he's rich.
Zach Brown?
Yeah.
Must be. Must be. Wow. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Nassau County, Florida. A man had some old books. He's like, man, I want to get rid of these. Should I take them to Goodwill, donate them to the library? No, I'll just go out in my backyard and burn them. Burned 300 acres and 10 houses down.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Well, he didn't have, like, a hose or a fire extinguisher or anything, huh? I wasn't monitoring it.
The wind picked up.
Oh, no.
Blew the fire.
10 houses.
That's tragic.
Wow.
No one was hurt, but 10 houses gone.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Wow.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bone Show.
Yeah. I just want to make a request. This is a little request, a little informal request. This is the last day, okay? This is the last day. I don't want any more hard times.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
About my girlfriend put a record out. Some of the songs about me, some are. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Why?
It's her life. People now have audio of other DJs. Yes. Amy.
Me.
Okay. There's this Ryan at Country 106.7 in Ontario, Canada. Does he listen to the show?
Yes, he sent me audio.
Okay.
Huh.
We have to stop. Listen.
Thanks, Ryan.
So my girlfriend put out a record. Her name's Lindsay L. It's a great record. And I wouldn't say it was great if I didn't feel like it. I would just be like, she put out a record.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a song called Waiting on You. And it's like a bluesy country song. And in it, she talks about a bottle rocket.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have been like, is it about you? He listens to the show and sends this in for us to play on the air. So here.
One final question, okay? And you've probably been bugged about this for the past couple of weeks. And you're probably going to laugh when I ask you this, but your song, Waiting on You.
Yeah.
Is Bobby Bones the bottle rocket?
He is.
Yes, I kind of figured that.
I love him, say it.
Can we just start with this?
Yeah,
there it is.
Like, there she it doesn't is. Even like dance around it at all.
No,
she's just like, he
because
is.
She's saying it in Canada. She doesn't expect anybody's going to hear it.
Oh. Well, guess what?
How does this get to us?
Ryan.
Did he? What's his? Do you know his name? Is it like Ryan Gosling or something?
Ryan Gosling?
Wait, it's something like that.
Ryan Gosse, G-O-S-S-E.
Oh. Yeah, see?
That's and funny. He just emailed it to me. He said,
well, I appreciate that. Hey, Ryan, thanks for listening to the show. But, dude, let's work together on this and, like, keep secrets down on the down low.
Hey, man, he's just doing his job, dude.
Yeah. He's like, hey.
Asking what the people want to know.
He's like, love y'all's show. Thought you might want this.
No, we don't, Ryan Gosse. For those that, okay, so you can download this song. I hope you download the record. Like, really, I don't make any money off of it. I mean, whatever. But this is the song here.
What's not to like about this new love thing? Midnight kisses, slow dances in the rain. But you got my heart beating fast. Where this is going, baby, I can't say. Every time you leave me, I just want you to stay. But I gotta know where you stand. Like a dry ground, waiting for the rain to fall down. I'm a July sky, you're a bottle rocket, I'm waiting on you.
There you go, there's your man. Bobby, bottle rocket bones.
Wishing for the wind to blow. Like a fast car looking for the greater glow. I'm right here, baby. Don't keep me waiting on you.
Thank you, Ryan Gosley in Ontario, for that clip.
I'm not talking about no diamond rings. Why pick the fences? Those forever things. Gotta make your move. Like a dry ground, waiting for the rain to fall down. I'm a July sky, you're a bottle rocket, I'm waiting on you.
All right. So there's that.
Yep.
Yep.
Bring it to the point.
Lunchbox, I have this for you.
Yes.
Lindsay wrote you a thank you card.
Oh, good. Finally.
Now, here's what happened. Lunchbox got mad yesterday because...
Thanks.
Whenever she had an album release party last week because her album came out, and we all went. Lunchbox didn't go because he was doing Hard Rock Cafe. And so, since you didn't go, she didn't write you a thank you card because she'd have no reason to thank you.
Well...
because she wrote from everybody who showed up.
Yeah. I felt like she could have written my wife one, because without my wife, Eddie wouldn't have been able to go.
That's not how it works. Your wife didn't go either. What's it say? I don't know what it says. It
says, I just wanted to say thank you for all your support. I know you had to work last week and couldn't make it to my release party, but I know you were there in my heart. So thanks again. Love, Lindsay.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. Want me to give that to you?
Thank you, Bottle Rocket.
You're welcome.
Yeah, can we start calling you that?
Yeah, no. Bottle Rocket.
Let's
yeah.
stop that.
He doesn't like that.
I don't. Don't. What's this Ryan Gosley? What's this show about?
Let me find. He's the afternoon host. So sure, on 106.7 in Ontario, Canada.
Hey, Ray. Let's see if this guy gets his comeuppance. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. I know what that means. My grandma used to say all the time.
Comeuppance.
Yeah. Mr. Bobby Bones. Eric Church did a cover of Better Man by Pearl Jam, which is not Better Man by Little Big Town, but here.
She laughs and says she's alone. Can't find a better man. Dreams and colors, dreams. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man.
That is so good, man.
Wow.
Now, I have a question, because I have this theory that if you're... you say your favorite song is the artist's biggest song, your poser. For example, if you come up and you're like, you know who my favorite Garth Brooks song? Friends in Low Places. I'd be like, poser.
Yeah.
If you're like, John Mayer, I love your Body's a Wonderland. I'd be like, poser.
Oh.
Now, my favorite Pearl Jam song is Better Man.
Poser.
Is this their biggest song, though?
My favorite Pearl Jam song? Better Man. Oh. And I love Pearl Jam.
Okay, so you're a poser, too?
I don't buy the theory. Like,
it's a wonderful theory.
Like, this is my favorite Pearl Jam song.
What's their biggest song then?
Jeremy. Maybe?
Jeremy was a big one.
Daughter.
I'm asking you if this is poser. If this is my favorite song, and it's yours.
No, because I don't believe in your theory. I think that this is a good song. I think this is Pearl Jam's best song ever. Yeah. So it's not poser to like it.
Thank you very much. Jeremy, Eddie loves Pearl Jam.
My favorite.
She dreams in.
It's weird, our taste, because Eddie loves Pearl Jam and Tim McGraw.
Yeah, and Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, which is kind of a middle of all
yeah.
of them. Because I like, And I like Garth Brooks and John Mayer. And Eddie likes, and Amy likes George Strait and Tupac.
And Lunchbox.
Who knows?
Likes nothing.
Likes Tina Turner.
Oh,
that's right, that's right.
Eminem.
Zach Brown Band.
And Zach, yeah.
True.
We're diverse.
We're eclectic.
No, we're not.
What?
We're normal.
Oh.
It's that country radio is like, oh, you can only like country music. And you, if you say anything else against it, then you're just out of the. No, we're normal. We're like our listeners. And this is the success. If there's any of it to this show, is that we're like our listeners and we're not afraid to say that we're like our listeners.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. Everybody else is like, oh, you know, I'm not going to get on the air and say I like other types of music. No. Do you know what? These artists that come in, like our friends, these artists, they love other types of music too.
Yeah. Listen to church.
It's okay. Luke Bryan will get him to do Macklemore songs.
Yep.
It's okay to like other kinds of music.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm positive.
Know that going into today, if you're listening, just know that it's okay.
It's okay, and it's not our listeners; it's not their fault or their problem, because they are just humans like we are. Yeah. And you look at any of our iHeartRadio accounts, or any of our iTunes, or any of our, and it's all different kinds of music. You can love Eric Church, she laughs and, says and Eric Church can love Pearl Jam. Yes. Can't
find a better man. I thought it was just a one-lane road where you have like one thing and go the same direction.
Yeah, it's not. It's like you don't have to have the same thing for dinner every night.
Oh, that's weird.
A perfect way to say it. Yeah. I mean, who wants the same thing for dinner every night?
No one. This Vitalogy album was not that great. It was not that great. Let me be honest with you. Of all the Pearl Jam records,
there were a lot of wasted tracks on this one.
This one in Bugs. I'm only two songs. I'm like,
stop. You know the name of the record?
I love music. I love music. All music. I love music that music makes. I love the sound when music's playing.
Oh, come on.
And the music that it's making as it's...
making.
Yeah, whatever. Can't find a better man. Not as our digital program director. She watches all our social media and she does them. And are you watching my feed?
Yes.
Okay, can we all stop with the bottle rocket thing?
Right. It's like...
it's out of control.
Yeah. Every tweet is Bottle Rocket Bobby, LOL. LOL, Bottle Rocket Bobby.
Oh, I haven't tweeted that yet, but I will.
No. Let's stop.
I did.
By the way, if you are coming to our iHeart Country Festival, I have nothing to do with this, but Lindsay L. is playing the iHeart Country Festival, like the Village with Kip Moore and John Party.
I have an idea.
Go ahead.
You should go out on stage dressed as a Bottle Rocket.
What?
Surprise her.
No.
When she's on stage.
No.
Wait, no. Is there a way you could, like, fly in like a bottle rocket?
No.
Or, like, shoot yourself up into the sky?
This is the last time I'm talking about this song.
The last day.
Ever.
You said today.
This is my final statement on this song.
Oh, my goodness.
I was going to work on something for tomorrow. Just wait till you... Wait till you see what maybe we could do tomorrow. Come on, be a bottle rocket. You're a bottle rocket.
I always thought it'd be fun to have a song written about you.
Yeah.
I did, until now. Yeah.
Like fly on into the stage. Oh, we gotta figure out how to shoot you out of a cannon or something.
Oh, wow. Out of a bottle.
I'm done.
Into the crowd.
Thank you. I'm done. I don't want people to hear that song and just think of me. They should be able to sign their own life to songs.
Too late.
No, it's not too late. Then we got this DJ in Canada asking her that. Mm-hmm. I wonder if I'm asking her that. Whatever. It's a good song. It's called Waiting on You. It's about many things, about different people in her life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But people out there might have a Bobby in their life that they're waiting on.
Like, yeah, and this gives them hope.
I want to play easy music trivia for Lunchbox. Are you ready?
I'm ready for this. This is easy.
This morning, Lunchbox said he went to sleep at a Paul McCartney concert.
Oh, man. That's bad.
Name the four Beatles. Over to Lunchbox. Easy music trivia.
That's easy. We did this earlier. Paul McCartney.
That's correct.
John Lennon. Ringo Starr. There's a fourth one. Steve Bono.
Wow.
Is that a mixture of Bono from U2?
Wasn't he a quarterback?
No. You're thinking of Steve Bono. You're thinking of Bono.
Steve Bono. Right?
And it's...
Hold on. No.
Like, who's the Steve? Steve Miller Band? Who are you thinking about?
I think he's U2 Bono mixed with Steve Miller.
Wait, Bono's real name isn't Steve Bono?
No.
I don't think so.
No, it's not.
That's George Harrison.
No one knows him.
That's not true.
Oh. Is he the least known?
My 9-year-old son couldn't name all 4 Beatles.
George Harrison had a bigger solo career than Ringo Starr did.
Oh, for sure.
So Ringo's known now because he's alive. Mm-hmm. He's still like...
Yeah, Ringo, but he...
Peace and love. What?
Ringo was good on the drums, though, back
Not
in the
day. Not really. He's kind of a terrible drummer. Paul McCartney would go on to do the drum parts after Ringo left the studio.
I just guessed. I didn't know he really played the drums.
That was nice of him to keep him
oh,
around.
Oh, wow. You didn't know that?
No, I
yes,
guessing.
You did.
The original drummer was Pete Best, and he's too good-looking, so the Beatles kicked him out.
This is before they got big, though.
Okay, before they got big.
So what happened to Pete Best?
He's known as the Pete Best.
Like, no!
He's like terrible. The Brian Dunkelman.
Oh,
the Pete Best.
No!
Yeah. Yep, how about that?
Oh, he should have uglied himself up. Oh.
There are probably other issues, too, but he was the guy in the very back, so the Beatles were like, can't the best-looking guy playing
That's
the drums.
Terrible.
I know, right? I get by a little help from my
friends.
Oh, I'm gonna die with a little help
from my friends.
Oh! How about this? Who's known as the king of pop, Lunchbox?
Oh, it's easy. Michael Jackson.
That's correct. Good one. Yeah. Easy music trivia. How about... What rock star was known for biting off the head of a bat during a concert?
Come on. They used to show it on their TV show. Ozzy.
Good. Where was Elvis born? What state?
I'll just guess Tennessee because he has that place in Memphis.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Alabama.
Amy, where was Elvis born?
I was... Mississippi?
That's correct. Were you going to say Memphis?
No, I was going to say Alabama, but then when he said it was Mississippi.
Well, because he's born in Tupelo, but you got to realize Memphis is right above Mississippi. Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh. That's why I would have guessed Memphis first, too.
Hmm? Who is the first country artist to sell more than 10 million units of an album?
That's easy. Garth.
Good. You did pretty good. This is super easy trivia.
Yeah, well, because I'm really smart.
Mm-hmm. What's the last song you've listened to on your own? Like, on your computer? I don't know. How do you listen to music?
Oh, I got that iHeartRadio app.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And so how do you... What's the last song, like, that you, like, went and searched? Because we have all access now, which you can search
yeah.
any song you want.
The other day I did Garth Brooks Radio.
Oh, like you searched Garth Brooks Radio. But what about a song? Like, you specifically looked up a song.
Oh, man, I don't even know. I couldn't tell you.
Like, you don't just go look for songs?
No, I just type in, like, an artist, and then it plays...
Like, the channel, like the
yeah,
channel.
Yeah, and so, like, I typed in Garth Brooks, and so it played a couple Garth Brooks songs, then it went on to all a bunch of different other songs.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was a jam.
But you don't ever buy music? Or
no,
like,
never buy music anymore.
And you never want to pick specific songs?
No, like, there's not like, oh, I'm just craving this one song. Let me go ahead and...
That's weird, because I crave songs. Don't you
of
guys?
Of course.
Like, there's a song you're sitting there at home, you're like, man, I really want to hear this song right now.
Oh, yeah, of course. Mostly all my music.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I get albums and...
Yeah, see, I don't ever buy albums. I just figure I'll go play it, and if I like it, I'll jam out, and then it'll move to the next song, and I move on with my life. And
move on with your life.
Yeah.
Like, I like the Ed Sheeran song, What Do I Know? Like, that's probably... I'll pull up the last 4 songs in a second that I've actually listened to. What do I know? This is probably the one... This is my last played song. Love can change the world in a moment, but what do I'll find my the last songs I played.
Okay, yeah, because I'm interested in that, because I couldn't tell you.
That's crazy you don't find songs or records. You don't get excited when the albums come out?
No, I haven't bought an album in probably 4 years.
And now, never gonna get it. As everybody grabs for their pens, I love it. You're all conditioned. You're all... Pavlov's dogs.
Oh, we're
when
drooling.
I hit the cliff. As soon as
right
I hit the
now.
Cliff, it's like, yeah. Okay, so 1 in 5 pet owners admit they've done this for their pet. That's all I'm gonna give you right now. You're never gonna get it. 1 in 5 pet owners admit they've done this for their pet. Okay. It's easy. Lunchbox, I'm gonna give you a chance to ruin it. Because sometimes you're good at this and you ruin it. 1 in 5 pet owners have done this for their pet. Lunchbox, ruin it.
Tasted their treats.
Tasted their treats. So weird.
That is weird.
You ever ate your dog's food?
Nope.
Yeah.
You never tasted their treats?
No, I never tasted dog treats, but I did trick my dad one time into thinking a dog beef jerky looking thing was real beef jerky, and he ate it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that is kind of funny in my life.
Yeah, I was like, there's some beef jerky right there, Daddy. He grabbed it and ate it. Dog treat.
That's not the answer.
What?
We're doing Never Gonna Get It right now, where I don't think you get this question, and 1 in 5 pet owners have done this. You're never gonna get it. Kelsey in St. Louis, you're up.
Yes. Hi. I think that potentially 1 in 5 pet owners brush their animals' teeth.
That's not the answer. I don't brush my dog's teeth, and I feel guilty sometimes because people are always like, you got to brush it. My dog would not take that.
I thought that was bad for them.
I don't know, but the vet is always telling us we need to get his teeth cleaned.
Yeah, me too. You know what I would buy him is those bones where you're supposed to like go,
yeah.
And he cleans
and that
it,
does
but
it.
Then he just stares at it. And he doesn't do anything with it. That's not it. But thank you, though. Dustin in Florida, go ahead, take a shot at this.
I think it's 1 in 5 pet owners wipe their dog's butt.
What? No. I had that.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, wiped butt.
That's incorrect. Lunchbox, man. Never going to get it.
All right. 1 in 5 have given up their seat for their dog.
Their seat.
Oh, like on a plane?
Like where?
No, like on the couch. You got up and moved so the dog can sit there.
Eddie.
1 in 5 have cooked a meal for their pet.
Oh, no. Let's do a couple more. Hello, Laurie in Austin, Arkansas. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, I think they get a second pet, so the first one's not lonely.
That's a good guess.
Yes.
Not it. Thank you. I'll do one more, because I don't think anybody's going to get it. You're on the air, Jason in Orange, Texas.
Is it throw their pet a birthday party?
It is not throw a birthday party. 1 in 5 have put their animal in a will.
A what?
And put
their, in a will?
That's just a
will.
Waste.
What?
Yeah, I don't understand.
I mean, why?
It's a waste.
Wait,
yeah.
I love my dog money. More. It doesn't matter. It's taken care of.
Like, would you leave your Dusty the house?
I would leave Dusty enough to be taken care of until he was dead.
But you'd have to have a caregiver.
Oh.
But I
great,
guess
but that's what's paying for it.
So it's earmarked. Like, the caregiver can't go get anything else with that money except for the stuff for the dog.
Because that happens, dude.
No,
yeah,
it doesn't. Stop.
Just warning you.
Yes, I would leave. I don't have a will, but I would leave to my dog so he could be taken care of forever.
Okay.
Never going to get it? Nobody got it. Taste dismissed. Shannon and Raleigh, what's going on?
I'm on my way to 2 nursing interviews. I graduated in May and was wondering if you had a song recommendation to help pump me up to get ready for it.
Yeah, I have a lot of them. Like, which kind of song would you like? Like, would you like, straight up, like, rock and roll, like, let's get it going? Or would you like, I don't know, what do you like? What's your taste?
Rock and roll, some just kind of pump me up, build that confidence of like, I got this, I can do it. Sounds fantastic.
Wait, why do you think you don't have it? Like, what's the deal here?
It's just the nerves, and listening to music is something that helps kind of get me out of my head. And so I figured that I listen to you guys every morning on my way to the hospital. You start at 6, which is when I start my commute, and you always get me in the mood, and I'm kind of in my head nervous about the interview and would love to get your guys' help like I do every day to get ready.
Let me tell you about nerves for a second, okay? You only get nervous at things if they're important to you.
Yes.
This is important to you because this is like something you want to do your whole life? Is this a good job? Like, is this like a goal for you?
These are my dream jobs. I'm interviewing at Duke Hospital, and I would love to be here for the long haul.
You a pretty good person or no? Tell me the truth.
I believe so, yeah.
You a pretty good pediatric nurse? Tell me the truth.
Yeah.
Do you know who you're interviewing with?
The nurse manager's on the floor.
Yeah, do you know that? Because I'll throw him a shout out right now and put it in a word. Like, I'll write you a note. What do you need? What do you need from me? You mean call him?
No, I think I'm good. I appreciate that, though.
Okay. Here's what I'll do. I'm going to turn you down, and then I'm going to hang up, and then you can sit in your car, and I'll play you a song that get you pumped up, all right?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Hey, when do you know if you get the job or not? Because I'm feeling, Shane, I feel good for you.
Hopefully within the next week or so, but I'm not sure. It all depends on how many interviewers they have or how many people they're interviewing.
All right. Call us and let us know.
All right. Will do.
Okay. Bye.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take about 3 deep breaths. Go get them, girl!
I'm gonna fight them all. A 7-nation army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off, taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette.
pumped up now. I want to fight somebody. Come on, man, let's fight.
That's a jam, huh?
Yeah.
Come on, fire my hoop. I can sing it too good.
Just
yeah.
Like them.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
So we have really bad chairs in our studio, and we have the oldest equipment. This is not good. It's not a good place. But instead of like going to our company for the eighth time, we're like, hey, any of the awesome country artists, the rich ones, we went for the rich ones, would they mind sponsoring a chair for us? And Lunchbox went after Carrie Underwood. And the irony is, he was like, can I change from Carrie? Because he didn't think she would respond. And then she sends up this really nice chair.
Oh, great chair. I mean, we hadn't seen Carrie in a while, so I thought maybe she wasn't, you know, listening. But obviously she listens every morning, and she heard my request, and she sent me Carrie Underwood. And she said, I hope your back feels great. And I said, it does.
And he's loving it.
I love it. And I love it that none of you guys have a chair.
Wait a minute.
Whoa.
That's not true, because
you don't have a chair?
Dirk sent me a message that it's in production.
But you still, that is true. I forgot to say that yesterday.
I think it's being custom made, so all he said is, chair is in production, exclamation point. He said, Dirk's, focus on the ACMs.
Yeah, Dirk's, yeah. Dirk's probably spending too much time worried about this chair.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like, you got a really big show coming up on Sunday. You need to focus on that, then we'll worry about the chair.
Let me say this. Someone has sent up a chair. And it's here. Lunchbox,
Eddie.
If you wouldn't mind standing up, please.
Wait a second.
This isn't his chair.
That's not your chair. I need your help.
Oh.
Hey.
I was like, I'm not giving
Eddie
up this chair.
Hey, wait a second. I know this song.
Let's count on.
Now, Eddie asked for Tim McGraw.
I did.
It took a while to realize this was Tim McGraw. By
yeah,
the way.
I know. That was
that?
Weird.
Well, yeah, it's just the guitar.
Eddie,
dude.
Close your eyes, please.
Okay. Oh, my God. Woo. Oh,
wow.
No, not that much, Lunchbox.
Oh, not that?
No. Pull the cover.
Why is Lunchbox in charge of this? What do you all see?
Now,
hey, Eddie's other chair.
Hold on, Eddie, let me
go. What do you all see?
Tim McGraw has sent up a chair for Eddie with a note on it.
It says,
read the note.
It says, to Eddie, from Tim McGraw.
Or, wow.
I don't know if,
wait,
he, I don't
wait,
know if Tim McGraw wrote this note.
He did write that.
Wait, it says to Eddie from Tim?
Yes.
That's awesome!
Now, Eddie, now have a seat in your new chair before you look at it.
Okay, right here?
Tim McGraw sent Eddie a chair.
Okay. Whoa.
How does that feel,
buddy? It's molded!
Yeah.
To my bottom!
It is molded, too.
Dude, this is cool!
That looks like a spaceship
wait,
seat.
Whoa, what is this thing? Dude, it looks like a cross.
That's the future.
How about that chair?
God, look at this.
Don't turn it backwards.
What do you think about this?
No, don't turn it backwards.
Wow, Tim, thank you so much.
Tim McGraw's got Eddie's chair. Whoa. Look at that.
Guys,
wow.
Looks good.
This is probably the coolest chair I've ever seen.
From Tim McGraw. Your favorite.
Thank you, Tim.
Stand by me.
Listen to him.
And you believe in me. Like nobody ever.
And now every artist that comes in here to get interviewed, they're going to sit on Tim McGraw's.
You can move it, though.
You
can make him sit in a crappy chair.
I give him a crappy chair.
Yeah, no one's sitting in my chair. Underwood.
Yeah, like we have extra chairs.
This chair from now on will be known as the Tim McGraw chair.
Yeah.
Wow, until we get fired.
Take it with you.
Then we take it with us.
It was gifted to you from Tim McGraw.
Dude, that is pretty awesome.
Tim McGraw, shout out.
Wow, man, coming through.
Lunchbox, now it's just you and me?
Now, Carrie Underwood has given Lunchbox... And Tim McGraw has given Eddie chairs.
Wow.
Dirk's is in
production.
So he says.
And Garth sent you one already.
But it was a joke.
So he's working on something else.
Is he?
Don't know.
And Rascal Flatts, I've heard from the grapevine, are working on something for Nada.
There's three of them, so they should probably get something going pretty soon. You know
we like they get all chipped in on the chair? Think about that.
Dang, Tim coming in the clutch.
I get that. So I'll post a picture on my Instagram of... Mr. Bobby Bones of Eddie and his Tim McGraw chair.
Wow. I feel good. Let's get to work, guys. Come on, let's go.
Oh, now Eddie's in. Now he's feeling good.
Let's go.
Okay.
All right, your five biggest songs, Tuesday's top five. Number five, Think a Little Less from Michael Ray. Just a little Aldean 4 with Any Old Barstool.
Ask any old barstool in this town. That's my newfound party crowd.
Road Less Traveled at number 3 from Lauren Elena.
If you trust your rebel heart, ride into battle. Don't be afraid. Take the road less traveled.
Luke Bryan Fast at number 2.
60 seconds now feels more like 30. TikTok won't stop and round it goes.
And your new number 1, John Party, Dirt on My Boots.
Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside.
There you go, Tuesday's top 5.
Gonna hit the club, gonna cover up, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
So if you remember on Friday's show, Eddie called Lunchbox's mom hot.
Basically, yeah.
And Lunchbox's dad got mad.
Yeah, he was offended.
So Eddie called him after the show, and I have the recording. Eddie had to call Lunchbox's dad. Yeah. I'll play it. If you want to hear that, I'll play it for you in a minute.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
It's awkward.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Okay, how do we feel about psychics? Like, really?
Okay, really? No. I'm not into it. I don't believe it. And I even have a cousin now that's doing it.
The way that's doing what? That's going to it or that is one?
I guess she is one now.
Oh. You have a psychic cousin.
And I want to say this with all... I adore her.
Yeah.
But this is top of my... Like, you're bringing this up. I don't know why. But, I mean, it's in my mind because she recently shared some stuff with me. And I had to tell her, like, hey, like, I love you. I just feel like this is a little bit crazy right now. Like, you can tell me whatever you want to tell me, but I don't know that I believe it.
This woman claims she's a psychic after she almost died. And she's like, yep. Now I'm a psychic.
I died 15 years ago, and when I woke up, I had psychic abilities. God sent me back with a mission and some gifts. I can speak French. I can write the Bengali alphabet. I can understand any foreign language.
I have an effect on metal. So, like, if I think things that God doesn't want me to think about, he'll, like, bend my metal.
The craziest thing that I know how to do is I can hear what people think before they speak.
That's like X-Men type stuff, right? How do we feel about that? I'm not a believer in psychics. But my thing is, if I can't prove you can't do it, how am I for sure about anything in life?
Oh, really?
How am I for sure there aren't aliens? I don't know. Do I think they're little green guys? No, why not? But I can't prove it, so who am I to go, that for sure didn't happen? Right. There are things in this world that I do not understand, that I do not have the mental capacity to ever understand. And I get that. I know that my limitations keep me from understanding things. I don't think this is the thing. But man, what if it was? Lunchbox.
I think there are some real psychics, but
you,
I think there's
you
all...
You do believe in psychics.
Yeah, yeah, but I do think there's a lot of frauds. Because when you're driving down the highway, you see, go see a psychic right here, $5. And I don't think those are real, but I think there are some out there in this world that can tell you what's going to happen. I went and saw one when I was 14, and she told me I was going to meet my soulmate at 18, and I was going to make my living in computers. Totally wrong on both fronts, so I'm going to say she was a fraud, but I think there are real ones out there.
Oh.
So your answer is just yes. You believe there are psychics. Mm.
Yeah, I guess I'm...
Let's poll the room here. Psychics real or not? If you think it's real, say aye.
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 Two of you. I have 5.
Wow, not a...
I've
seen one before.
Was she right?
No,
because we've had psychics call into the
show.
No,
she was legit.
Tell me I was going to have like 5 babies by birth.
One of my... you know what? I went when Eddie and I were doing a TV show together, we had one come in, and she told me I was going to be as rich as Oprah.
She did.
Hey.
Well, let's count.
Oprah
well,
worth?
Let's see how much.
Okay, let me Google.
Carry the one.
Bobby,
we got by 5.
Maybe
we got
how many
ways
years?
To go.
Okay.
We got
ways
to go. I'm a no.
Yeah, I'm a no.
One of my friends went to one, and she fully believes it. Like she's fully what?
You're almost to Oprah.
What's Oprah worth?
$3 billion.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So close.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I just have like 2.9999 billion that's changed to go. Other than that, holy cow.
Wow.
Ray, you believe in psychics?
No.
Why not?
I mean, why aren't they rich? That's my biggest thing.
Why aren't they rich?
Why don't they get the lottery and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't they gamble?
What if
numbers
aren't their thing?
Oh.
I mean, they can see stuff. They can see into the future days. That's all you need to make money in Vegas.
That's funny. That's where his mind goes.
Of course. Automatically.
Gambling.
I love it.
Well, they ain't rich because they didn't.
Right.
You bet on Trump, though, and you didn't get your money.
Still waiting.
Quick recap. What happened was, we're in the studio, and I just asked Eddie, hey, who's got the hot mom? In the middle of playing songs, and I was already playing Stacy's mom, and he's supposed to go Stacy, and instead he goes, Lunchbox does. And so Lunchbox's dad got offended. It's like, hey, whoa, wait, call my wife hot. So Eddie had to call Lunchbox's dad yesterday and apologize. Would you like to hear the audio?
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
There you go.
Toolbox.
Yeah.
Toolbox. Oh, that's his
name. What they call him, yeah.
Toolbox, okay.
Toolbox.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going, man?
All right.
Hey,
I'm
what
just
you,
having breakfast.
What do you think about that Final Four?
Oh, boy. Stop. Eddie's small.
Just trying to soften the situation
did
a little bit.
Did he know
bit.
Why you were calling?
I don't think so. I don't
I'm
know. Did he?
Sure.
I mean, have Lunchbox, you ever called him before?
No, I've never, okay. ever.
Let me play a little bit without interrupting it. Okay. Here you go.
Sucks.
Yeah. Sorry about
your... A little disappointed.
Sorry about your team getting kicked out.
Yeah. Thought it was a year, but never is.
Hey, real quick, I obviously, you know what happened last week. I accidentally said your wife's kind of hot and...
What do you mean, accidentally?
Well, I was kind of put on the spot, so, and I said what I said, and I just wanted to apologize, say I'm sorry.
Oh, I just, next time we're in Nashville, I want you looking at the ground.
You guys coming back to Nashville?
Sometime.
What, yeah. When? We should get together sometime. Not like just like the whole family. No,
right.
I'm saying the whole family can get together.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd like to meet your kids.
Yeah, you know, I'd love for you guys to meet my kids. And then we can hang out, go to movie, maybe double date or something.
Well, I don't know if I'd put it that way.
Okay. Hey, Toolbox, good talking to you. Sorry about it. No hard feelings, right?
No.
All right. We'll talk to you later,
all
Toolbox.
Right. Bye.
All right, there's Toolbox's dad.
It's not bad, right?
Yeah, he sounds fine with
you're
it.
You're all good.
Yeah.
I mean, you never want to offend someone's husband.
Sure. If Lunchbox's mom was single and you were single, would you take a run?
No, if we were both single?
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, that would be so.
Give me a minute.
You mean my stepdad?
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah,
that's your stepdaddy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Let me talk about flowers for a second, because I bought my girlfriend some flowers for her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big flowers guy. Like, it's not about actually the flower. It's the thought of the flower. That's what it is, because flowers don't last.
Yeah.
And I think that ladies like to just know that you're thinking about them. Like, thoughts are such a big deal.
Oh, for sure.
So, you know, I got her a gift, and I got her some flowers, too. And I said, hey, they got these flowers for you. They're roses, whatever. And I said, here they are. I said, here, but I'm going to lay them here on the table, like the desk in my bedroom. They've never moved off the desk.
Well, where did you want her to move them?
I don't know. I'm so confused at how I feel about this, because I spent a good amount of money on flowers.
Yeah.
And they never moved out of my bedroom off the desk that I put them on. And it's not even like she put them anywhere prominent to look at.
Well, she spends time in your room, right?
Yeah, she does.
That's not what I meant. But, okay. Like, that's where y'all watch The Office and stuff.
Right, but right. Even then, if they're, like, over to the side on the desk, like, should...
Bobby.
Am I being hypocritical here?
Well, I don't
hypocritical,
know.
Hypocritical, that's not what I would say.
See,
you're
my
being
wife,
sensitive.
My wife would take the petals of all the flowers I gave her and save them. So
I don't care about that.
Okay, I don't know if that's kind of what you were expecting or not.
They just never moved from where I laid them down.
So do you want her to take them from room to room wherever she is?
No, but I do. Maybe this is what my heart would have wanted. For her to like put them, like the, if she stays over, like she has a bedside table or something. Like something to act like she like
owns the house?
Question. No, not owns the house.
Who shares the house with you?
No, just looks at them a
okay,
lot.
Okay.
Like get
they
your,
just share neighbors, not...
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, stop with that.
She wants them close, but he wants her to think they're important, so she keeps them close to
her. Am I being
her.
Too over or no? I just...
You want us to go around the room with that?
You might not want to.
Am I putting too much... Amy.
Yeah.
Am I stupid, yes or no?
I'm not going to call you stupid, but I'll call you sensitive.
Okay, am I overly sensitive?
Yes.
Lunchbox?
No, you took your time and money and bought her something nice, and she needs to show you she appreciates it, not just looking at it and leaving it there.
Eddie?
You're being overly stupid. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, never mind. Forget this was brought up.
Okay. The Bobby Bones
Show. From what I'm hearing about the ACMs, it's really going to be an awesome show. I don't think they won't be revealing anything, but Luke and Dirks are hosting it. Here's some clip of those guys.
I think the Vegas factor is always very important for the whole vibe. Vibe of the show, the whole feel. You know, the fans are coming out there. They're you could just feel it in the room that everybody's excited to be in Vegas. It's fun. It's a big party, and it I've always felt like it helps dictate a kind of a looseness to the ACMs.
So that'd be Sunday night. Here's Dirks.
I think watching it growing up was, you know, watching on the show, is like, this is in Vegas. It's totally different than, like, this fun seeing the artists, like, in a different town other than Nashville. And their clothes are different on the red carpet.
Yeah.
You can tell people are kind of partying a little bit. And just, even when I was young, I could tell, like, hey, those guys are definitely more fun than the one back in Nashville. They're definitely kind of, you know, cutting loose a little more.
I just think about the producers. And listen, I know both those guys, right? It's hard to get one of them to focus.
Yeah.
Much less both at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, I goodness. Really like both of those guys. Mm-hmm. But man,
it's a lot of ADD.
A lot of it. Yeah. Like, what makes them great is their creativity and their nuttiness.
Correct.
But it's also got to be difficult to rein in at times. And they're doing it together. Listen, you gotta find two better people than those two. But holy cow. So anyway, from what I hear, Sunday night's going to be awesome. Hope you watch. A South Carolina fan raises $5,000 to send a super fan to the Final Four. This is a really cool story. So the Gamecocks reached the Final Four,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy. They hadn't won an NCAA tournament game since the 70s, and they're in the Final Four. And the fans celebrated good fortune by raising $5,000 to send this guy known as Gamecock Jesus. Because he goes to tons of games, but he couldn't afford to make the trip. So they were like, we're going to make sure you get to go.
That's cool.
And so he's going to get to go to Phoenix.
Wow.
You know who's going?
Love that.
Charlemagne the God from The Breakfast Club. He's from South Carolina.
Oh.
So he's like, I'm going to Phoenix to watch the game.
That's cool.
Yeah, it'd be crazy. I mean, I just think, what?
Like if your team would make it?
It would be, yes. Yeah. I'll be in Bakersfield. I know, it stinks. I'll be in Bakersfield doing stand-up comedy show on Friday night. So I don't know what if Arkansas was in the Final Four, it'd be a...
You would cancel the show?
No, because they don't play till Saturday, so you'd be good.
But the ACMs, I'm doing a party for a cause, like charity show on Saturday night.
Oh, sorry, charity.
Actual awards are Sunday, but the championship against Monday. Oh, it'd be tough.
It'd be tough.
So there's no basketball on Sunday?
No. It's Saturday and Monday. Congratulations to Gamecock Jesus.
Yeah, I'm lucky for the charity. Arkansas didn't make it.
Well, they didn't make it to the Sweet 16.
Well, I'm just saying they'd have been in trouble. They'd have had to find a new host.
I don't know. Probably not. I probably would have held to my charity. So, you know Sting, not the wrestler, but the singer.
Yeah.
Well, I had to look it up because it said you can rent Sting's beach house.
I would have never thought of there's a wrestler named Sting.
Oh, the greatest wrestler of all time.
Oh,
Blonde Sting, as I wrote in my book, my favorite wrestler ever.
Okay.
Because he eventually went black. Sting, right?
Yeah, and he didn't change back. Yeah.
So Hulk Hogan's not your favorite?
No. Hulk Hogan was for posers.
Hulk Hogan.
Well, that's the only wrestler I know by name.
No.
Ric Flair.
Sting was my favorite, right?
Yeah.
And so Sting has a Malibu beach house, $200,000 for the summer to rent it.
Wow.
I thought you were saying night.
I thought that was to buy it.
No.
Hey, I'll buy it.
If you want to... Get Sting. It's $200,000 for the summer.
Will he be there?
3 months. He better be singing every night as I go to bed.
Roxanne,
good night.
You don't have to put on the red light.
My girlfriend's on the phone and she wants to say something because I said I bought her flowers and they never moved.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to say, Lindsay?
I've watered them every day. I've loved looking at them every day. I love flowers and I was so impressed and touched that you actually got me flowers for my birthday. So. I don't want you to think that I don't love them.
Why would you be that impressed? You act like I don't ever do anything. And then she's like, I was so shocked that you got flowers.
Because I thought it was really sweet. And I just didn't. It was like 4 a.m. and you walked into the room with flowers. And I was like, what?
So you don't think normally I do sweet things like that?
Okay, stop taking my nice compliment and turning it around.
Thank you, Lindsay. That's what he does.
Whoa, hold on. This is not a tag, Bobby.
That was cool.
Sorry.
I like how you did that.
Go ahead.
Hey, Lindsay, what kind of flowers did he get you? Like, what do they look like? Describe them for us.
They're roses. They're like light pink roses that have like a darker pink light trim on them.
Okay, she got you. She knows.
Baby breath, and I've watered them every single day.
Never mind. I was hoping you wouldn't know, so then I'd be like, you really don't like the flowers.
Obviously, she's not taking care of them if they're still alive.
She
texted
me, and she was like, Dad, you're not telling the truth. Okay. You feel good?
I love flowers, okay. And thank you for them.
All right. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All
right, she's vindicated now.
she won.
No, they just never moved. I was just wondering if that meant something. Do you know it's Reba's birthday today?
Yeah. How old is she?
Happy birthday. Does that matter?
Oh, no. But she does look really good for her age.
How do you know how old she is? I don't care. She just looks really good, period.
Yeah. We know that she's on your list of women to date. Maybe.
Wait, what are you talking about?
She's on, you have this list
of women to date.
No, I don't have a list.
Yeah. Who else is on that list?
Let's go down the list.
There's not Amy.
Reba, Martha Stewart,
what?
Oprah.
No.
Martha Stewart?
This is what happened. A long time ago.
It's true.
I like
Oprah.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Let me tell you what I'm attracted to, okay?
Yes.
I'm attracted to really strong, assertive, successful, independent women.
Reba.
Hey.
And Reba was one of them. I was like, yes.
Oprah.
It doesn't matter. I don't care about age.
Right.
My girlfriend now.
Yeah, she's old.
No, she's 28.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But she's very strong.
She's all those things. She's strong, hardworking.
Everybody get off me. Happy birthday to Reba.
All
I was trying to do is show respect to Reba, and you guys want to turn it into Bobby's creeper. Five things you didn't know about Reba. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Number one, she was originally going to be in Titanic, the movie. But she declined because of her tour schedule. The role went to Kathy Bates instead.
Oh, okay. I know that role.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
She was an avid barrel racer. She was discovered by cowboy singing star Red Steagall while singing the national anthem at the National Finals Rodeo in Oklahoma City in 1974.
That's cool.
Her debut single, I Don't Want to Be a One-Night Stand, reached number 88 on the country chart. That's it.
Oh.
Wow.
It would be 3 years later before she reached the top 10 at all. Five facts about Reba on her birthday. She's the only country female solo act to have a number one hit in four decades, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s.
That's cool.
That's amazing.
That's impressive.
You're even more attracted now, aren't you?
Lindsay and I need to have a talk.
Every decade?
George Strait's number one hit, Does Fort Worth Ever Cross Your Mind, was Pitt Street in 1984, but she declined the song because it made reference to beer.
No.
But she ended up putting out her number one song, How Blue, that year. And a bonus fact. Bonus fact!
Bonus fact!
Faith Hill once auditioned to be a background singer in Reba's band, but Reba said, you're not right for the gig.
Wow.
Not that she wasn't good, but she didn't need to be a background singer.
Oh.
Look at her now.
She needed to be.
So happy birthday to Reba.
That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia.
Man. I flirted with Reba once. She did not flirt back.
She wasn't into it?
There was flirting.
Yeah, she didn't flirt back. I kind of tried to flirt a little bit.
Oh, now you're all about talking about it.
Well, I mean, you put it out there, so, you can't unring a bell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Reba just tweeted me.
What'd she say?
Tweeted you?
I said, happy birthday, Reba, and she said, thank you so much.
Oh, you tweeted her?
Well, yeah, she responded.
Probably like her person.
Yeah. Probably an automatic.
I'll tweet her and be like, hey, why didn't you flirt back with Bobby? Yo,
let
at
me tweet
Reba.
Her and see.
No, stop. No, this is not that. We're not turning this into that. I'm just
saying.
Why
didn't
you
flirt?
Should take her out for her birthday.
Yeah. He has a girlfriend now.
Hey, it's too late. It could be platonic.
Yeah.
No, it couldn't be.
What does that
I'm
mean?
I'm sure Lindsay would be like, it's Reba.
Happy birthday, Reba. I'm a big fan, by the way. Like, huge. Here's your one chance, fans. You don't let me down. Sheldon in Amarillo, Texas.
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
What's up, buddy? Good to see you on the phone in Amarillo.
Oh man, it's the first time caller to the show. My wife and I, we've listened for years on iHeartRadio. We just love you guys. And actually, back when my wife was just my friend at the time, got me hooked on the show. At work, we started talking about the show, turned that into dating. Got married, and we listen to you guys all the time. Drove to Lubbock to see the Raging Idiot.
Dang, you got married because of us?
Yes, I mean, a little bit.
Only because of us. You only got married because of us. Hey, we're back on the air there, full time.
Exactly. That's what I was calling to say. We're pumped. You guys are back on 101.9 The Bull up here. We are just stoked listening to you guys all the time. I still listen on iHeartRadio. Shout out.
Thank you very much. And big shout out to Braden. the program director there. Like, we're on in Amarillo as of this week, and we're on in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Wichita Falls, Texas. And, like, our show is like a virus, man.
Like, it grows on you and it's bad?
Yeah,
viruses are bad, right?
Depending who you talk to, yeah.
Well, viruses are just forever.
But we're spreading, baby. We're spreading.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones. Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, I was on the air earlier this morning, and I was playing this awesome church, this awesome Club of Eric Church, and he was doing Better Man by Pearl Jam, a cover.
She laughed and said she's alone.
Eric Church is such a bad dude. Like, I love that guy.
Mm-hmm. Like, you mean like bad as yeah. Cool bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's a bad dude, man.
Yeah.
He plays for 3 hours and just doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
his band can't make it. He's still going to get on stage and just
right.
play.
Everybody got the flu last year. Like, Colorado, he just got up and, like, even if you're not a, like, I'll be honest, I don't know, like, Eric Church's album cuts. So, like, his hardcore fans,
mm-hmm,
they sing every song for 3 hours.
Yeah. I've witnessed it.
And if you can create a fan base like that, you're doing something right. Like, you care about the fans. He cares about the fans. And my point was, he's doing Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Right? And these country traditionalists are like, oh, dude, you can't like anything but country. And if you do, you're just stupid. And when he started going around the room, like, I love Garth Brooks and I love John Mayer. And they're different types of music. Amy loves George Strait and Amy loves Tupac.
True.
And Eddie loves Pearl Jam, but Eddie loves Tim McGraw.
Correct.
And it's like, we're the normal now. And what's annoying is that people get on and they're like, oh, you can only listen to one kind. Look at people's phones and listen to them. Because this was the conversation, because Lunchbox does not download music. He doesn't buy music. He doesn't do any, which is so weird.
I mean, I'll listen to it, but there's just no, I mean, with the iHeartRadio app, it's just there and I can listen to it and it doesn't take up storage on my phone or on my computer.
But
or
you
my,
never buy albums.
Not anymore, no. Not with the iHeartRadio app. I don't need it, my iPod.
But I mean, you don't even, okay, hold on. Let's hold off the plug for 1 second.
Okay.
That's not even what this is about. But no, since he gets it for free, that's all he uses.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I don't have to pay for things.
You don't even go after songs.
No. And that's why I don't understand.
He's making it sound like a commercial.
I know he is.
My only point of this is, because it's not a commercial at all, my only point of this is Lunchbox does not go after songs or albums in any way whatsoever.
Right. I'll listen to them and I move on. Like, I don't have, like, whatever's in my iPod's in my iPod, but I haven't put
your iPod.
You still use an iPod.
You still use the iPod?
Yes.
Wow.
I've told you this. My iPod, I still have it and I've not downloaded any new music to it in years, but it's there.
What do you think the last album you downloaded ever was? Like, that you paid money for, if you had to guess.
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't even guess.
You guys, y'all didn't download Worth the Wait.
No, that's what. No, hold on.
No.
If you wanted a thank you note from Lindsay earlier for supporting her music career, he hasn't even downloaded her album.
No, I haven't downloaded the album, and that's why, like, I saw on Bobby's Snapchat that he actually went and paid for the album, and I'm like, what are you doing, you moron?
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Hold on. He can support his girlfriend all he wants.
Harsh.
What is? That you paid for it?
Moron.
Yes, harsh. I don't understand why you would spend your money on the album. Like, you understand she is your girlfriend.
You didn't even buy the Raging Idiots album when we put ours out?
No.
Yeah. What? Why not?
Why? You can give it to me for free. I don't need to pay for it.
All right.
Like, I know you guys. Like, you know Lindsay. That's your girlfriend. You can go to her and be like, hey, can you give me a copy of that album?
I already had it. Like, I had it in, like, pieces already.
Right, but you can just put it in, upload it to your, or she can send you a digital download copy. Why would you pay for the album? It makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
But supporting her, you can.
Why are you yelling?
Yeah, why are you yelling?
I don't even care about that. I just wondered about your
music. You wasted however much money it cost.
Like $5.
$5.49.
Right.
Yeah.
$5.
It's a really good album.
It would have been better for you to walk in there and hand her a $5 bill and get a copy of it.
Already had it.
Okay.
I just don't understand.
Support. If you put out a record, I'd buy it.
Which is stupid.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to buy the Raging Idiots. I didn't buy the Raging Kidiots. If you want to hand me the album, I'll put it in my computer. But I'm not going to buy it because I know you and you should hand it to me as a friend.
Okay.
No reason to get upset. Dang. It's my money.
Yeah. I know, but
and
I
people
just
work hard to make their music. You know,
I understand that. I understand that. That they work hard
and songwriters.
Everyone.
And when you buy it, it like shows more downloads, and the more people like see it, and then if you review it, it moves up.
Yes, I reviewed Lindsay's record on iTunes.
You did?
Yeah.
My name. Under your name?
Yeah, because on iTunes it's like Bobby Bones. If you look at the reviews, you'll see me.
Okay.
And I'm like, this is the greatest album I've ever heard in my life.
If I could do more stars, I would.
I was like, if they allowed 7 stars, but no.
She does have 5 stars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, whatever.
And 80 of the 87 comments are from Bobby.
That's not true.
Just kidding.
You have no... what's the last song you listened to, Amy, on your computer?
On my computer, Camila Cabello, or whatever, the Bad Things song.
Yeah, I don't think that's her song. I think it's a Machine Gun Kelly
song,
right?
Well, she's like, am I... No, it's her. Because then when I downloaded it, it was under her. Because I heard it first on Spin Cycle Remix on iHeartRadio. And then I was like, I love this song. I have to
download it. Somebody fact check that. I think it's a Machine Gun Kelly song.
I think she's a feature on it.
Yeah, it's she's just in it. Am I out of my head? No, not whatever. You just argued with me about it.
Am I out of my mind? Am I out of my head? Am I out of my mind? If you only knew the
pop. You and your pop radio station.
Can't explain it, what can I say? It's complicated.
Yo, here I am.
Wait for
yo.
It.
It's just me, I'm just here, rapping with you. What we doing? Shooting deer? Yeah.
This guy looks like a dork, right? This Machine Gun Kelly, have you seen him?
Oh, yeah. It's complicated.
Hey, I can't explain it. I love the pain. And I love the way that your breath knows me like, here we are.
I don't even know what he's saying.
It was. Did they bleep out Novocaine?
Yeah, I can't say that. I don't know.
That song, though, is actually a sample from this. Was I out of my head? Was I out of
my mind? How could I have ever been mind so blown.
Stop it, Amy. Do you not know that?
It's that. It's not actually a sample of the...
But
that's what it is.
It.
Yeah, it's Fastball. Was I out of my head? Was I out of my mind? How could I have ever been so blind? Am I out of my head? Like, the first time Eddie and I heard it, we were like, oh, they stole Fastball song. And then he ended up getting writing credit on it. Was I out of my head? Was I out of
my mind? How could I have ever
been so blind? When I worked in radio, I could never use the bathroom during that song because I'm like 2 minutes and 15 seconds
so
long.
So short.
I had songs. I had no bathroom songs, number one songs, and number two songs.
Mm. Oh, wow. Really long songs.
Yes. I can tell you the only number, like...
Anything Dave Matthews was
thinking. Well, the radio songs were even shorter, but I can tell you the only Deuce song that I really had was...
Stop.
No.
Say that?
No, it's only one.
What song?
Like when you can go to the bathroom for a little longer.
Yeah, because I used to have to switch out CDs back in the old school days. You had to go out and do it. And so the only one that I could that play because that was long enough was this one right here. See if you recognize the song. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What is this? Name that
tune. That's Matchbox 20.
Yeah. You know what song is?
Unwound?
Yeah, unwell.
Unwell.
I'm not crazy. Yeah. I'm just a little unwell right now. Yeah. That was like, what I would do is I would go, I'd get ready for the CD player, and then I would hit it, and I would run to the bathroom, and it would play over the top.
And you had like what? 5 minutes?
4 minutes and 18 seconds.
Wow. That's a fast one.
And that's probably why I got a hemorrhoid.
You have good memory.
Because that's the only way you go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Now it's all computerized. I can leave, and I don't ever leave the studio anyway. Now, it's weird. But, yeah, that was then. That's Amy. Here are the last songs that I've played, but all mine are like album buys. Like, what do I know? The Ed Sheeran album. I thought it was too many songs, but I think it's a good album. I kept most of it. You listen to this at all, Lunchbox, or no?
No, I haven't heard. I've heard it when you play it on here, and I haven't listened to it outside of that.
You don't care?
I mean, it's good music, but...
Music just isn't that much into your life, huh? Like, really. It's just not a big part of your life.
I mean, it's there. I hear it on the radio, and sometimes at the house.
So, you go through and clean up? Like, you listen to the whole album, and then you delete the ones you
don't really like?
Oh, yeah. Like, seriously?
Yeah.
That's a waste of money!
No, it doesn't go away, but it gets off my list.
Off
my last purchase list, or last... So
interesting.
The Ed Sheeran's like it's like a box set. It's like there's too many, and he has like 9 songs to try to be like thinking out loud.
Oh, okay,
I'm like just pick one. You know, let's do one. But I do enjoy the album. But what do I know? It's not my favorite song. And so I think I kept like 8 songs. Aubrey Sellers at the house last night, and I love her album. And I told her, I said she has like 13 songs for record. I kept 9 of them, And I meant that as a compliment. You deleted four of my songs? And I was like, yeah, I deleted songs from pretty much every record. But that's one of the last ones. This is called Liar Liar from Aubrey Sellers. I also have Lindsay's song Criminal, one of the last ones I played from her new record. And I like that Tim McGraw, Faith Hill song. I love it that Faith starts the song. Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome. And it sounds funky, man. It's like just
from another era.
It just sounds cool. If that's how you talk to a woman. They should call it Faith. I don't know how it's listed. Is it listed as Faith Hill and Tim McGraw?
Let me see how it's listed.
Yeah, how do they decide on that?
Yeah, they made the right move because it's like Faith comes out just blaring. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't know how you list it, but if you're Tim, I bet you Tim wants his name first.
Tim McGraw and Faith.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'll change that.
Alphabetically, it should be
Faith. All right. Matt Overton, who plays for the Indianapolis Colts, works with the show in the offseason, has been here for the last month or so. And they were talking yesterday about your truck and how it's so big that they can't even get inside of it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it is the most ridiculous thing. You know how you make fun of big truck guy?
Yeah, big truck, little pee-pee, right.
I mean,
whoa, hey now, easy.
This guy, you can't even step up in the truck. I mean, you got to get a running start, run and jump to get in. It is so big and ridiculous. There is no way you pick up a chick in that truck because she can't get in it.
Well, if she can't get in, she can't have fun.
Do you have a stool or something that you bust up?
No, there's a step ladder comes out when you open the door automatically.
Oh, that's
it's
fancy.
Pretty awesome.
Okay.
It is an obnoxious truck, though. I mean, it really is. It's my daily driver.
I've seen you before, like from a mile away.
Lunchbox, yes. When you see this truck, do you think big truck, little pee-pee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or high school student.
Or high schooler.
Yeah.
Why don't you just think, wow, that's an awesome truck?
Because when you're, how old are you?
31.
When you're 31 years old, you're usually not driving down the road with a big monster truck that has a special horn that wakes up.
Special horn.
Yes.
Horn?
Yeah, what? What's the horn do?
I got a train horn on there.
What's it sound like, Lunchbox?
It's like, Arr!
Sounds like a walrus?
It's got an air compressor and everything. It's hilarious.
It's like a train, like you're on the railroad tracks and a train starts coming. It's the most, you can hear it from blocks away.
Lunchbox heard me over the weekend.
Why do you think he has a huge truck, like, what's your theory on Matt Overton?
I mean, I don't know. It's just like, look at me. Hey, I'm in the NFL and I got a big truck and, you know, get out of my way. Like, I was driving around this a couple days ago and I saw him just in the middle of a random neighborhood just honking at people just to show off his horn.
No.
Yes. And I texted him. I said, will you quit honking? He goes, gotta show some respect to the horn.
Overton? No, I was stuck behind the John Deere tractor trailer down in the gulch, and it was obnoxious. And there was hot chicks on the back of it, and I just had to give them a little shout out, you know, appease a little.
Why
bit.
Why do you have a truck that's so big? Because you're not hauling things.
That's not true. I pull some trailers. I have two dogs. I put them in the back.
you have two. Go ahead.
Also, it doesn't even fit in his parking garage. That's how big it is.
Well, he has to park on this. Yeah.
Why get it if it's not going to fit where you pay for a parking spot?
I trust me. I agree. It's obnoxious. It's really really dumb. But I love it. I've always been a truck guy. I mean,
you're into cars and tires.
No, not really. I love trucks.
Oh,
that's all I drive.
That's what I mean. Trucks.
When you meet a girl, are you single now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were. When you meet a girl, do you open with I play in the NFL?
No.
I'm not even saying it's a bad thing because I probably would.
No, I really don't. I try to keep
wear
it
my
cool.
jersey out.
Yeah, when does that come up? Yeah. That's a good question, Bobby.
How quickly when you meet like a girl if you're single does it come up that you play in the NFL?
It's pretty quick. Not from me. It's usually a friend that says something or they know or they find out.
Like whenever you give them
it's
the
like
wink.
It's like your wingman?
Yeah.
You give them the wink. Like, oh, you play for the Colts, by the way.
And it's hard. Sometimes I just say I'm in the entertainment business, you know.
What?
And I
the entertainment.
That's so true, sort of, but it doesn't sound.
Sometimes
that
I say
sounds
I'm a
like
sports
magic,
agent.
Magic Mike or something.
I mean, I can run with it. Entertainment, a lot of different things you can say with it, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, I don't know. It's just, yeah, I don't come out with it and say, yeah, I played in the NFL.
And I have a really big truck.
But Why are you hating on the truck,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, that's why I brought it up, because he's hating on it hard.
No, like, he loves
behind
it.
Behind your back.
I picked him up over the weekend and took him for a ride. He loved it, man.
Did you?
Yes.
Rude dick.
Yeah. He loves.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
We're all hanging out in the studio here, and so... You all right, Matt?
Yeah, I'm good.
Matt Overton's in the studio, who plays for the Indianapolis Colts, and he works on the show, too, during the offseason. He's, you know, been kind of just sitting around taking in radio. And so yesterday, five of you guys here on the show did the Granger Smith picture.
Oh, yeah.
Because
crushed it.
Hold on.
Yeah, we did.
Have we posted it yet?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah,
don't
do it. I need to see it. Where do we see it?
Don't do it.
This is what happened.
It's not good. Wait.
Hold on. What do you mean not good?
Granger Smith and, like, his band, they're all ripped up at the beach,
yeah.
Right? And so Matt Overton, who plays in the NFL, Ray, who calls himself a professional bodybuilder, Lunchbox, Eddie.
Dad Bod.
And who else?
And Mike D.
And Mike D.
Yeah.
They all five redid the picture. And they were like, do you want to be in it? And I didn't. I don't want to be standing next to Matt Overton. He's huge in the
Right. No. But you would be the Granger Smith of our group. So
I don't,
I'm like, why are you not in it?
I didn't want to have my shirt off in a picture.
No, good call.
We can always redo it.
Matt Overton, what? Why?
Oh.
Are you looking at it?
What?
What are your thoughts on that picture, Amy?
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't seen it yet, but it was one of the most douchiest things we've done as a group.
What, Amy?
We crushed it.
I mean.
We'll put it up at BobbyBones.com.
Oh, I mean, boy. Yeah.
Who stands out to you? Like, really, Mike D's probably the fittest one in that picture.
Yeah.
Sure.
And Mike D lost over 120 pounds.
Ray has a V.
What are you doing? Why are you zooming in?
Ray has a V. Are you kidding?
Matt, why are your pants, like, pulled down?
Because I got the American flag underwear on, baby. I got to show it off.
Okay. He's, like, sagging his pants.
They were like, hey, take your shirt off with us and let's all take a picture.
Eddie,
like, no.
Eddie is standing, like, very, like, in a feminine way.
That's what Eddie does.
Modeling pose.
No, I've seen it. I have it.
Have you seen how Eddie's standing?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
That's how Granger stands.
No.
I was trying to copy Granger.
You're not Granger.
You're
though.
Not Granger, dude.
I was trying to be.
I mean,
BobbyBones.com. All these guys have their shirts off and they're standing together.
That's amazing. Oh.
Hey, don't be hating, girls.
I mean, we dominated that picture. Dominated.
What is the definition of dominating?
If we could have done a little better, I would have taken it at the beach. I would have rather do that, but we had to do second best.
Where was it?
The balcony right here at work.
The garage?
Overlooking the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Hey.
Overton, how tall are you?
6'1 on a good day.
And what do you weigh?
About 248-ish.
Dang.
What do you need? What?
That's like 100 more pounds than you. Are y'all saying? Oh.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow.
Basically.
Bobby's not 6'2, Amy. Easy.
He's
on a good day.
6'1.
And if I have shoes on, I'm 6'1.
Yeah, Bobby's 6'1 on a good day.
If I have high heels, I'm 6'1.
No, I'm serious. Like, if I have shoes, I don't measure it.
Bobby's
tall. I don't measure in shoes. I measure without shoes.
Right.
I'm 6 foot without shoes.
Okay.
I don't climb 6'1". That's not fair to do it with shoes on. I'm 6'1" with shoes,
okay.
But he's 100 pounds heavier than me.
Legit.
He also plays in the NFL, and there's a reason I don't.
Wait.
What?
No, I said it, and Eddie starts ragging on me. You say it, and Eddie goes, legit.
I'm just hurt by, like, the comments of our picture, man.
BobbyBones.com.
Vulnerable.
No.
It was
no,
a bad idea.
It's
funny. It was a terrible idea. That's why I didn't want anything to do with it.
It's so awesome.
No. Bobby, if you would have been in that, I'd have been like...
No. Oh. No. I hope you check out our iHeart Country station on iHeartRadio, because it's a really fantastic station. And if you're out of range for the Bobby Bones Show, let's say you're driving around, you're like, oh, radio signal's going out, hit the iHeart Country station, we're live there. And so there's that, and there's also iHeart All Access. And so our All Access song of the day is Walker Hayes, You Broke Up With Me. It's a good one. Just save this one. Download this one. It's a jam right here. Walker Hayes, You Broke Up With Me, or IR Country, All Access Song of the Week here. Check it out.
Well, I got some coke in my bourbon, surfing a room like Swayze. No, I ain't drunk, I'm amazed. Yeah, I got that lady way back in my swagger. X Factor, feeling no pain. I'm at the top of my game. Darling, you can't crash my party with your sorries and what always. Don't start raining on my Mardi Gras parade for a minute. Now, I ain't even fixing to listen to your guilt tripping. You're forgetting, girl, you made your bed and didn't want me in it.
There's some crazy stories from yesterday. I'll start with this one. And you gotta just say, this mom did. It was a tough decision, you know, to turn her daughter into the cops. You see this?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so here's a sheriff saying this 18-year-old girl planned to carry out an attack on her school on April 5th, but the mom found her journal and had to turn her daughter in.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Right now, this investigation is very much focused on her diary and the detail in the diary that clearly planned out a mass shooting event at the high school. She had been compiling intelligence and information on security, coming and going of the school resource officer, the emergency procedures, and other drills conducted by school staff.
So the girl's figuring everything out.
No, we had no prior indication before we got a warning from the parent. This is a great example of how communities come together with trusting relationships, open communication, to keep our school safe, and that's exactly what happened here.
I mean, think about that for a second. You're the mom of this girl. Do you go to the cops? Do you go to her and go, what are you doing? What is this? Do you not? What a tough decision that had to be.
Yeah.
And it should be easy. It's like, but it's your kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said she was an honor student and that she was being evaluated for some mental health because this is nothing like her is what they said.
Wow. Listen to this one. I'll flip it on you a little bit. This 25-year-old guy was on a tour of the rainforest. He went on one of these Amazon rainforest tours and he got lost with the group. Because he was like, I want to walk off a bit. And he walked too far off. And then he couldn't find it because all the rainforest looks the same.
Oh, my goodness.
You're looking around. You're like, oh, which way is north? He can't find his way back. He was lost in the wild for 9 days.
What?
Wait a minute. You haven't heard anything yet. He's lost for 9 days in the Amazon. He was able to survive because he found a group of monkeys. The monkeys dropped him fruit and led him to shelter and water every single day he was out there.
What?
That's crazy.
Now, he wasn't in the best shape, but he was alive when they found him. And he had insect bites and like swollen feet and ankles and stuff. But his mind was fine. And he was like, if it wasn't for these monkeys like actually leading me places and throwing food to me, I would have died.
Wow.
Write a book, write a movie. I'm ready.
Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing.
So I thought that story was wild.
Mm-hmm.
We posted a picture and it's the Granger Smith crew. They're all at the beach, their shirts off. And then our crew. It's Eddie, Lunchbox, Ray, Matt Overton, and Mike D. But their shirts off, doing the same exact picture.
Not at the beach, though.
Parking garage, but close.
Parking garage.
Yeah. They just recreated the picture. And they started yelling abort mission during the Keith Urban song because they want to take the picture down.
Yeah, we're getting some bad comments.
We don't look so good.
Well, did you feel like you did?
I mean, I thought so first time I saw the picture, but I guess people are like commenting on
Read
it.
Read a comment, Lunchbox.
That's a very sad picture. I'm pretty sure at Bobby Bones Ray is lying about his body fat percentage. You look horrible, Ray.
Well, hold on. Let me That's stop it there because it goes on, right?
Yeah, it goes on.
Ray, what'd you say your body fat percentage was?
Right around 13.
Okay. Continue.
At producer Eddie has man boobs.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Lunch has the shoulders of a 12-year-old girl.
Dang.
What?
I guess I give props to Mike D because he lost a lot of weight. I think the show needs some help.
No.
Jeez.
Okay, thanks, guys.
It's kind of rude.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we were just trying to, like, mock a picture.
Is this hot bod versus dad bod?
Okay.
Okay.
And that's insulting because I'm the only dad out of all them.
Yeah, but they're more than just your dad bod. Like, dad bod didn't have to be just dad.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dad bod's just
a
thing.
Oh, okay, okay.
Just, like, don't care.
It's a look.
Oh, just gave up. Look,
yeah,
got it.
Like, I'm a dad. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's just a look. Women don't enter stores unless there's a good sale.
That's really? A lie.
Your thoughts about that. That's what it says.
I mean, I prefer a good sale, but
more than half of women must see a price markdown just to enter a store.
Wow.
A majority of women will also travel to another store, regardless of distance, if the price is cheaper.
Yeah, or you can tell the store to price match. Like, if you're somewhere and you're like, I saw this at another store for this price, normally they'll give it to you. Then you don't have to travel.
Do you do the Dave Ramsey?
I've done it before. Remember, I did it at Free People. Is this the best price you can give me? And I was already on a markdown item, and I got it marked down even more.
Really?
Yeah.
A Dave Ryan guy.
He's smart.
Not Dave Ryan.
Dave Ramsey.
Dave Ryan's in Minneapolis. Dave Ramsey, guys. He's got to figure it out, man.
He's on to something.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how much money he has.
Probably
a lot.
Like, yeah. Is he in their like net worth? Dave Ramsey net worth?
Oh, yeah.
Worth?
Of course.
That's all I do.
I thought you said when we Google that, it's not accurate.
It's not, but I still do it just to see.
Okay. But it's still ballpark, right?
I don't know.
How much?
Dave Ramsey.
$55 million.
Dang. Wow. Yeah. You know why he has all that money? Because he always goes, that's the best price you can give me?
That's right. He gets the good deals.
And then he writes about it in a book and makes more money.
Dang.
As a radio show.
Next time I get lost in the forest, I'm going to make up some story like a group of anteaters saved me.
Oh, and are you saying this is fake?
Do you think it's not real?
I think it's real, but I just came up with a new way.
What if he started
having, what is it called?
Hallucinations?
Yes. What if he's hallucinating?
And they weren't really monkeys. They were rescue workers.
It was his friend from the troop.
Right. His buddy.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
My thing is, I don't like surprises about surprises. Now, I don't mind a surprise because I never know they're coming. Like, if you surprise me, I'm like, whoa, what a surprise. I hate being told a surprise is coming. That's the worst. Because you always, always go over the top of what you think it is. If you're like, ooh, I got something for you, I can't tell you what it is, it's a surprise. I'm automatically like, oh, it's a diamond. Or, oh,
a new car.
It's something amazing. It never lives up.
Oh.
So the tip is never tip off anyone a surprise. Just do the surprise. Because now Morgan's doing that to my birthday. She's like, I'm going to win the Bobby contest on the birthday gifts. And so.
Oh, there's a contest?
I didn't know that.
Let the Hunger Games begin.
Here we go.
No, I think I win, but okay.
Morgan.
I'm definitely going to lose. I'm cool with it.
I'm out.
Morgan, so you can't do the I have a surprise thing.
Well.
And you're like, I know it's going to be great because it's not going to, it just can't be as great as now my head's going.
I just, when I got this, I was like, this is for Bobby. This is something he'd for sure use, doesn't have, and I hope no one else thought of it.
Because it's great.
Because, I mean, I think you're going to like it.
I mean.
Go ahead.
I mean, congratulations. I mean, good. Your nose, man, awful brown. Brown nosing. Just saying. I mean, what did she get Amy for her birthday? What did she get Eddie for his birthday?
Nothing.
Why is it your business?
No, I'm just, it's not my business. I'm just asking. I'm asking questions out loud. What did you get them?
Why do you always go after? And why does he always go after Morgan? And by the way, Morgan and I are closer than Amy and Morgan are.
Oh, I invited her to my birthday party.
Morgan,
she go?
No.
Oh.
Man. She had plans.
We're all instigators.
It was
so
a last minute invite.
It was a last minute invite.
Because I thought of it.
It was
last
a guilty.
Minute.
Yeah. Why did you not think of it? My point is.
No, I didn't think. Not her. I thought of the whole idea. It was a last minute idea. And Morgan already plans. And Morgan knows it's fine. I'm just joking.
I'm coming to your adoption party.
Yay.
I'm not invited.
Are you going to win that contest?
Don't be a hater, Amy.
Yay!
Joking. I just didn't know your birthday was a contest, but if it is.
You just said you were also going to win the contest.
Well,
you
did.
Amy
it.
Is so like. Yeah.
Everyone turns on each other.
No, yeah, like. And Amy plays the whole innocent card, but she's constantly jabbing, and then she steps back, and then it's like, oh, well, but do you need a hug? Jab, 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 jab. Oh, let me give you a hug.
No.
You're like the nice assassin.
I didn't know it was a contest till she said it, and when she said it, I was like, oh, okay, well, if it's a
she
contest.
She didn't say it, I said it.
Oh.
Looking. And you're blaming her.
Everyone said it was a contest. I just think my gift is like really on point.
I'm the one that made the joke about the contest. And everybody's taking it out on Morgan.
Oh, sorry, Morgan. Well, Bobby, I'm going to win.
I can't wait till my birthday.
No, here's the thing, Lunchbox. Here's why.
Oh,
you don't,
she's not going to get me anything?
No, nobody is. Dang. Here's why. Because you never do anything for anybody else.
No, actually, that's wrong.
You got me that chicken.
No, it's a rooster.
Oh, yeah,
the chicken. And you know how appreciative she was of that rooster? Remember that?
And Lunchbox even said it was a bad gift on purpose. He said, I bought Morgan a bad gift on purpose.
And then it fell and out of the chair. And then it fell and it broke.
On
which
accident.
Was completely an accident.
But you did say you bought her a bad gift on purpose.
But after the fact, after she reacted the way she reacted. Because
Bought her the gift on purpose to be bad.
I wanted to test to see how she would accept
gift. Don't test.
No, you do test. That's what life is about, is tests.
No.
And if you can overcome those tests, like in school, if you don't pass tests, you can't graduate. And if you can't pass tests in life, you're not going to advance
the
in the world.
The lunchbox test?
Yeah, and she failed miserably.
You bought her a bad gift. You admitted you bought it just for it to be a bad gift. And then you got mad when she didn't like it.
She reacted horribly.
But don't you say you take girls out to like a bad restaurant on the first date?
No, to test them. To a medium restaurant.
To test them.
Take them to a medium restaurant.
Right, to test them.
Okay. That's true. Okay.
You are testing them.
Thank you.
And, well, let's be mature.
And I don't do that anymore. I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm clear.
She passed the test.
She did.
So she advanced to the next stage in life. Girlfriend. There you go. And so now she's working toward the next test.
Which is? Wife.
Fiance.
Oh, yeah. Good
and
point.
Then what's the next test?
Wife.
And then what's the next test?
Mother.
Or divorce, one of the two.
Okay. All right.
Hey, it's you, Bobby Bones.
Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Thanks for hanging out today. We appreciate it. If you want to see today's All Access song from iHeartCountry, I posted it up on my Instagram page, Mr. Bobby Bones. But let's look at tomorrow. Luke Bryan in tomorrow. Let's look at Thursday, Lady AM on Thursday.
Whoa.
Let's look at Friday. Dina Carter comes in because it's the 20th anniversary of her record, Did I Shave My Legs For This, with like Strawberry Wine. And she's going to bring her guitar and play a bunch of songs.
Wow. This week is stacked.
Stacked. Then the ACMs are on Sunday.
Stacked.
It's stacked. So tomorrow, Luke Bryan in studio. That's what we should look forward to right now. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. On today's show, Tim McGraw dropped off Eddie's new chair.
Yeah.
So now Eddie's got a chair and Lunchbox has got a chair.
Woo. We're feeling pretty comfy over here.
And if you miss a show, you miss a lot. Like chairs.
Yeah.
How can you go your day without knowing who got a new chair? Like, we really bring the facts. Yeah.
Never know what tomorrow will bring.
Luke Bryan. So you do know, kind of.
No, I meant chair-wise.
Yeah. But Luke Bryan, though.
Maybe he'll bring a chair.
Nah. See you guys on Wednesday's show.
Yep.
Have a great.
I'll be here.
Great rest of the day.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.